Ready?
Go. Hey everyone, it's Heather Whaley.
Hey everyone, this is Frank Whaley.
And it's Friday, March 4th.
2022.
Yeah, this year sucks even worse than the last one and the one before that, I think.
I found something out yesterday, officially. You're going to ask me what?
Oh, well, you said I'm officially. I thought you were going to go on.
I said I found out something yesterday.
Officially.
Officially.
What is that?
To which you should have responded, oh, really? What's that?
Oh, really? What's that?
Well, I'm old as hell.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was, I'm a has-been.
Hmm.
No, I have been doing some work on a show. And I was overhearing a conversation with some people. And if I didn't know it before, I do know it now that I'm just old. I'm old. And getting old sucks for so many reasons. But when you sit and you have the realization, yes, I'm now old. You're not there yet, Heather. You'll be there in a couple of years. But when you...
Still waiting to hear, like, what it was that made you feel this way.
Well, I was listening to these people. I was involved in acting on a show. I'm not going to name the show. It's a major show on a major streaming network.
Yeah, it's going to be on in like a
doesn't matter. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
It's what you know. It's what I do for a living. That's it. Anyway, I'm sitting there, and you know, in the past, when I've been around these young folks, I've sort of, you know, had sort of conversations, but they're just uncomfortable because I'm old, and they talk about young things.
They talk about, like, acne and Justin Bieber. What do you mean by young things?
I think we kind of went over one element of this the other day, where... movie sets and film sets are so different now that everybody's so nice and polite, and it's just no fun, really. But I can't imagine the conversations that I was having when I was in my early 20s and mid to late 20s and 30s when I was in young and on a movie set was similar to this. For instance, one of the guys on the show, they're all very nice people. I don't know them very well. They're good-looking young people. And I was sitting, we were waiting in between takes, and I was sort of sitting apart from them because they're the regular cast members, and I'm just,
the guy who's hired to play the great grandpa.
Exactly. Thanks, Heather. Mm-hmm. Very funny stuff there. But you're not far off. And so I was sort of sitting off by myself, reading my book and drinking a cup of tea.
Oh my God, like an old grandpa.
Yeah. And I'm so blind. I had to shine the light from my phone on the book. And at one point, this is sort of off topic. At one point, I haven't been drinking coffee, but I decided I needed a cup of coffee because it was kind of late and I'm old.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the young production assistant, would you mind if, would it be too much trouble to ask for a cup of coffee? And in the past, I would just said, "Can I get a coffee, please?" But mm-hmm. Now that I'm old and a has been, I'm over like compensating. And the guy didn't bring the coffee right away, and I thought maybe he forgot. And I really wanted the coffee before my close up. You with
okay,
me?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening. I'm and, riveted.
And I said,
"You wanted the coffee before your close up."
So a few minutes later, I asked him again. And of course, nowadays they don't have the coffee and stuff on the set. It's all off because of COVID. Everything's changed. They don't have.
Yeah, it used to be there'd be a table right there with all that kind of stuff.
Used to be a table with coffee and
candy
and snacks and
yeah,
people were just sticking their big, you could see the guys like the crew guys coming out of the bathroom having not washed their hands, sticking their hands in the bowl of popcorn and just shoving it into their mouth. No wonder we have diseases. Anyway, I asked this guy, could I get a cup of coffee? He didn't bring it. A few minutes later, I said, I'm sorry, I can't remember if I asked you, could I get a cup of coffee? And before I finished the word coffee, he said, yeah, it's on its way.
What?
Oh, man. The humanity.
Yeah, I mean, what did you say?
I said, oh, sorry, no problem. I couldn't remember if I asked you. He said, yeah, it's coming. It's coming.
Oh, my God. I'd be kind of pissed.
Well, what's a good debt going to get me, Heather, you know? Anyway, this guy, so the reason I brought all this up is the reason I feel so old is because they're talking about subjects like a lot of stuff about Brooklyn. And when I was young, nobody went to Brooklyn.
Nobody wanted to live in Brooklyn. If you lived in Brooklyn, it was like, oh, God. Someone would say, you want to come to my party in Brooklyn? No.
Brooklyn? How do I get there?
Yeah,
thanks. Charter a boat? How long is that trip? But these people are talking about, like, their favorite Instagram accounts.
That's a boring conversation to have.
It's all really boring.
What's your favorite Instagram account?
I mean...
Oh, I like this Instagram account. What?
And they're all so nice to each other, talking about apologizing for not liking something. The guy was like...
Liking my post?
Has anyone seen Drive My Car? To which the other one responded, no, I haven't. Oh, because I was just wondering, I didn't like it, and I wanted to see if anybody else had seen it to ask if maybe I was missing something.
What? Maybe you just didn't like it.
In the old days, somebody would have said, what's the deal with that Drive My Car? What a piece of shit that is. I don't know what Drive My Car is. I think it's a foreign film. But anyway, at one point, the same young fellow said, could I just say, I love this job.
Oh.
This is such a wonderful job. Everyone's so wonderful.
But this is a regular actor on the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was sitting a few feet away, and it took all the energy in my body not to say, yeah, this is not a job. This is not work. Being paid shitloads of money to do nothing. Of course you'd love it. Stop stating the obvious.
Yeah, who wouldn't love that job?
One day you end up like me, sitting over here miserable, can't even get a goddamn cup of coffee, but still happy that I've been able to spend 30 years doing nothing and getting paid for it. Never work a day in my life. Anyway,
Most people brag about how hard they worked. You know, and a lot of actors do that.
You're right about that, Heather. Yeah. Most people do brag about how hard they work. I brag about how little I've worked in
my
life.
Yeah, but that's good. That's like Noam Chomsky. Noam Chomsky is like, why is work the goal? Work shouldn't be the goal.
You know what I say? I say, fuck work.
Yeah, that's what Noam Chomsky would say. What are you working to make someone else rich? Why?
What do you want to marry Noam Chomsky all of a sudden? Talking about Noam Chomsky as though you're in love with him.
I've literally only, like, listened. I've never read Noam Chomsky. I've watched one interview with him, and he was talking about that. But I thought maybe it would make me sound smart, like I know what I'm talking about. Would that make me part of the proletariat or the bourgeoisie?
I don't know what either one of those words mean.
I mean, isn't the proletariat the workers? And the bourgeoisie are the people who pay the workers?
Anyway, hence... I feel old.
Well, you're not that old, Frank. In fact, here's the good news. You're never going to be as young as you are right this second.
Fuck off.
We have an anniversary coming up this weekend.
That's correct.
Tomorrow night is the anniversary of our first date.
Yep.
Actually, tonight is the anniversary of that time that I met you at that party. And that led to our first date.
Right. Well, I consider that our first date. I mean, why get into semantics? You and I had known each other. I had a big crush on you. We probably talked about this in the past. There's quite a bit of an age difference between us. Sort of the running theme of this podcast today. My age.
Not really. I mean, not really.
Not really what?
There's not the huge age difference between us.
No,
like
no.
8 years.
Yeah.
Which is kind of significant. It's going to be more significant when you're like 70, and then I'm going to be married to like a 70-year-old.
Well, you'll be 62.
I know, but I'm not even going to be like retirement age.
Yeah, but that's still old. 62 is like 80 in male years for a woman.
Okay. All right.
That's a joke, everyone. But... Yeah. Anyway, I was very, very much interested in you. I was sort of involved with somebody else.
I knew that you were interested in me because a friend of ours had told me you were asking after me, and I had just broken up with someone who was like, ugh.
Mm. I was involved sort of fleetingly, from my point of view anyway, with somebody who's sort of kind of famous now. She will remain nameless, who now claims that we were never involved because she's with the famous guy, and the famous guy probably said, wait a minute, you slept with Frank Whaley, and because this guy is intimidated by me, yada yada yada.
Oh my God.
It's a long story.
Okay, right.
All right. Anyway, all the fans out there can conjecture over who
Everybody's
I'm talking
like,
about.
What the hell are they talking about? I'm turning this off.
But there's a famous actor out there who's
with. Right, stop it. But now you've hijacked this all about some other person. I went to a party and I saw you
in the county jail.
And you came. It was an opening night party of a play a friend of ours was in,
right.
And you came over and you asked me if you could get me a drink from the bar. And I said, yeah, gin and tonic. At the time, I drank a lot of gin. Like I was like one of these old-timey bums drinking gin. And you came back, and I said, is this vodka? And you said, did you ask for gin? That was our first exchange that night, I think.
I don't remember any of that. I
had just gotten back from Los Angeles. Anyway, we spent the whole night talking. There was some lady we were talking to. We told her. We made up a whole big story about how we were getting married.
Do you think you're telling this story any more with an interesting flair than I was a few minutes ago?
No, you were getting sidetracked.
Anyway, you and I were at this play. We hung out. I was the reason I brought that up is because this young lady was outside waiting for me.
I brought up the fact that we were this. So, like, you're talking about this like romantic night.
Are you having a stroke?
No, but you're talking about this other person.
The reason
The
reason I brought up this other person is because I was so infatuated with you that I left this person who I was sort of seeing fleetingly waiting outside. She didn't want to come in for some reason because she was an idiot. She was waiting outside continually
That's
texting.
That's not nice to say someone's an idiot, Frank.
Okay, she was a moron. But she was continually texting and calling me on my damn.
It's also not nice to invite someone somewhere and then not answer their call. That's mean. I didn't know that was going on.
Oh, yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I had no idea.
Anyway, I was texting her back saying, yeah, I'll be out in a few minutes. If you don't have to wait for me, if you don't mind to, I'll probably be a while. Anyway, you and I had a wonderful time. We shared a very lovely kiss.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then you said that you were going to take me out the following evening. And you called. I had my sister's car for some reason. And I picked you up in my sister's Subaru. It was a mess. That Subaru was a mess. And we put it in a garage. And we went out to dinner at, do you remember the name of the restaurant?
On Denny's.
Denny's. We had the Grand Slam. No, it was Il Cantinori. I remember what I had and I remember what you had. Do you remember?
You had liver and onions.
I had about 18 gin and tonics.
And you ordered, for some reason, you ordered like three helpings of liver and onions.
And you had about 18 sea breezes. That was your drink.
And I said, do you often eat this much liver and onions?
You had like an endive salad. That's it. I think I had salmon. It was like a grilled piece of salmon with some steamed green beans on the side. I mean, that's not a very good, you know, you'd think Il Cantinori, let's get some ravioli or something.
I was very happy to be out with you. And look at us now, 22 years later. And we're still, you know, still hanging, kicking it, doing it and doing it well. Right, Heather?
I would say so. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And that play, by the way, featured a very, very famous actor who we can name, and that was Peter Dinklage was in that play.
That's right.
He had not come to be a famous actor at that point. He was
no. That was it. Was it was a, it was who else was in it? Aida Turturro. Maybe?
I don't think so. I know she. I think she was there.
Did she direct it? I don't remember. Anyway,
I remember the dude with the long hair. That's all I can tell you about the other guy.
Oh,
in the
my
play.
God, I know exactly who you're talking about. He's one of those guys who's a hair actor.
Anyway.
It's all about his hair. Yes, he had like long gray hair and swooped back, like windswept.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, happy anniversary, Frank.
Yes. Thank you, Heather, and happy anniversary to you.
Thanks. Hey, Frank, do you want a letter? Oh my God, just answer the damn question. Do you want me to read you a letter?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Okay. It says, hello, I'm a big fan going way back. You too, Frank. Smiley face emoji. Why are you not on your own show, Best Connolly? Okay. So I picked this one because...
Why did you pick this one? This is a dumb one. We had a lot of people, by the way, a lot of people contacted me to say, sorry for my loss. We talked about my mom's passing.
Yeah.
I appreciate everybody doing that. But I see those emails and those DMs, Heather, and there's a lot of people that compliment me, not in a derogatory way. You always pick these kind of things, but go ahead.
Well, so I'm wondering, at first I thought, like, why are you not on your own show? I thought maybe they meant the podcast. And like, Frank, why don't you have your own podcast and not this? But they're not even talking about that. They want to know.
How do you know what they're... Wait, hold up.
Why are you not on your own show?
Yeah, that's exactly what this person, Connolly, is talking about.
Well, maybe they're talking to me. Because then they add you as an aside. I'm a big fan from way back. You too, Frank. Why are you not on your own show, Heather?
No.
Get rid of this guy. You could do so much better on your own.
You flatter yourself.
Flattering me.
They're telling me
it's a guy. I don't know. I don't know the gender of this person.
Connolly,
maybe they're not non-gender.
Is that a web? Is that his email address? Why is it with Connolly? Is his first Latin?
I don't know.
Billy Connolly.
I don't know, but so.
And Jennifer Connolly?
Would you think that this is someone asking you why you're not on your own television show?
We were just talking about this.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been, of course.
You've been on every freaking TV show in the world.
Look, when I was young, when I was a kid, the television shows had people in the lead roles that were sort of not, like these days...
They were all like super, super handsome. Like,
no, not at all. I mean, if you think about like...
Oh, when you were little, I'm thinking like in the 90s or like the 80s.
Yeah, I was little in the 70s.
Lorenzo Lamas.
I don't know why you bring up Lorenzo Lamas. Mm. He's a Trump supporter.
I'm just joking.
Oh. Anyway, you do deserve your own show with jokes like that.
Look at Love Boat. Doc was the big heartthrob on Love Boat.
Well,
Doc and the Captain Steubing were always getting the ladies.
So I'm talking about that's the 70s for you, like Robert Blake.
If Doc, the guy who played Doc, if I was single and he like was hitting on me, I would be like, excuse me, move along.
Right, because you have a high standard for men.
I wouldn't go out with Doc, even if he was the ship's doctor. No way. How could he be a real doctor?
I don't think that guy was that bad looking. I played the doctor on Love Boat. He had a certain charm, a certain flair.
But he's not like who you would cast in that role now.
Yeah, because everybody looks exactly the same now. Like, they're all, you know, they're all this, the central casting guys that used to end up on soap operas. And now they're in every show has... The same guys with the same stubble, the same haircut, the same boring style of acting.
But then there's other shows like Succession, and look at what's his name? Who's the lead of that show?
Brian Cox. You love to say that. You love to say that name.
Brian Cox. That's how the coronavirus would say his name.
I think that's what I'm going to call my genitals for this month.
Oof.
Brian Cox.
Oof.
Nope. Whenever I go to
then I'm just gonna think of like scrotal sack as Logan Roy's face. Come on, there's no need for that.
Maybe for our anniversary, maybe I'll knock on the door and say, Brian Cox here to see you.
No, don't do that.
Anyway, I don't know why I don't have my own show. You have to ask, you know, the head of show business that question, the show business council that question. I
who's the head of show business these days?
I have no idea.
Who's in charge of that?
I have no idea, but if you find out, call them and ask why, because, you know, I should be somewhere, you know, I'm not asking to be, you know, Captain Stubing, I'm not asking for the lead in Chicago, you know, Chicago Fire or one of the, all I want is that, like, the middling guy who comes in and says, you know, tells about
there's a problem with the oxygen tanks, something like that.
Not even, I don't even want to talk about oxygen. I'll just say, we found this, Sergeant.
Looks like we're being audited.
Or
what's the problem? What's the problem, Stan?
Or something.
Looks like we're being audited.
Or something like this.
Again.
Or something like, I found some stuff out of. I did some research on our suspect, and turns out he has a long list of records of. He has a long list of record collections. Something like that. I don't fucking know, but I'm not going to write it. But I'll do anything. Anything at all. And I've proven that over and over and over with the shit that I've been doing the past 20 years. So,
well, that's part of the problem, right?
Well, listen, I always stand behind my work.
You're always good. Always good.
Not always.
I've never seen you be bad in anything.
Nah.
There was that one show where you couldn't say the word racketeering.
That's my speech impediment. Yeah. I can't and
I mean if you're looking for an actor who has to say racketeering all the time, I'm gonna say unless it's someone who's supposed to have a speech impediment, maybe not put you in that role.
Yeah, I'm you know, I'm a master of accents and dialects. Although I did
an unidentifiable sort of quasi Eastern European accent that you can do.
Yes, I can.
Right.
Recently, I had to audition, which is it's just you know talk about the Putin. The only thing worse than Putin bombing a country without provocation is me having to audition for the television series off the movie Ted.
No, that's not bad.
That's almost as bad as Putin bombing the Ukraine.
No,
the fact that I had to like prove myself to those folks and that I'm good enough to be on the show Ted.
Well, I don't think that's what that was all about, and I think that would be a fun show to be on.
With all due respect to everyone involved with
yeah,
Ted.
Yeah, seriously, what are you doing? And now I think you've just answered the question for our friend Connolly: why you don't have your own show.
I take it back.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
I appreciate it. And in honor of our anniversary of our first date, treat yourself to something nice. Buy a little endive, slice it up, throw some olive oil and maybe a squeeze of lemon on top, and celebrate in style.
And all you fellas, unleash your Brian Cox.
This is not very good podcast content.